What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune in to You and the Law for legal information you can use. We look at the Consumer Protection Tribunal on this week's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Lorraine Mendez. The government has made further progress in ensuring consumer rights are protected. This following the establishment of the Consumer Protection Tribunal, CPT.
The tribunal came about as an amendment to the Consumer Protection Act in 2012 because there was a lack of support towards the Consumer Affairs Commission in implementing or enforcing any policies that we were formulating.
Legal officer with the Consumer Affairs Commission, Nicole Pierce. The Consumer Protection Tribunal falls under the Consumer Affairs Commission, CAC. The CAC seeks to ensure consumers understand their rights and responsibilities and provides complaint resolution services. As Ms. Pierce explains, the tribunal represents a strengthening of the mechanism to resolve complaints.
The way it works is that if you as a consumer have a complaint and you bring it to the Consumer Affairs Commission for redress and it's not resolved and the informal mediation that takes place has not worked, the consumer or the provider can then agree to have the matter go towards the tribunal. At that point in time, if the Consumer Affairs Commission on the merit of the dispute decides that it has enough basis to bring it to the tribunal, it can implement on behalf of the consumer or the provider the legal proceedings with the tribunal.
The Consumer Protection Tribunal is a quasi-judicial body comprising members of the public.
Because of its quasi-judicial nature, it relies on not only the testimony of the complainant and the defendant, but what happens is that it's also relying on the evidential documents, meaning your receipts, cancelled checks, statements. So all of these things form the body of which the tribunal will look at.
And as Ms. Pierce tells us, there are consequences for not complying with the orders made by the tribunal.
To implement and to support the tribunal, the legislation as amended allows upon summary conviction for not obeying an order or ignoring a summons or any other orders issued by the tribunal. It allows upon summary conviction for the enforcement of a fine that can reach up to $2 million and or imprisonment.
The establishment of the Consumer Protection Tribunal has been hailed as a significant development in helping the Consumer Affairs Commission to more effectively carry out its functions.
It is a proactive amendment to the legislation in that it's giving not just the tribunal, but it's giving the power to the commission to investigate in its own right. So before we had to really wait for complaints to come to us, but now the Consumer Affairs Commission has the ability to spot trends and to implement investigations in its own right. So it's become proactive instead of reactive. This tribunal is there for the Jamaican population. It's there for everybody. And, you know, we're hoping that by doing this, it will cut down on the length of disputes and the cost of disputes, and you'll get a faster resolution instead of going through the traditional mode of, say, you know, Resident Magistrates Court or the Supreme Court.
That's it for this week's edition of You and the Law. Special thanks to our guest, Legal Officer, Consumer Affairs Commission, Nicole Pierce. For producer and studio engineer Andre Pama, I'm Lorraine Mendez. Take care.
Simone, you there?
Yeah, me there wonder you just cut me off so.
Child, me no know what happened, but the call keep dropping. Anyways, me did call for tell us that my granny dead. And the funeral set for...
We're sorry, you have no credit remaining.
Seriously? All my credit for done, I'm just put on $100. I'm call customer service right now, cause this not right.
So, you think you've been robbed of your talk time? How about unfair billing? Feel your data privacy is not protected? Are you seriously dissatisfied with your mobile service provider? Well, the Consumer Affairs Commission wants you to know your rights. Contact your service provider first, and if there is no resolution, call the Commission toll-free 1-888-991-4470 or 906-5425. Let's ring in some changes to the way mobile consumers are treated.
Hello?
Girl, we need to defend the phone rights.
Yes, your phone, your rights.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.